The place is your hoe. Welcome to Hoe Ventures, a podcast about the riveting tales of professional daters. Here is your host, Chantel Etoile.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 16 of Hoe Ventures. Today, I have the second half of Podcast Delight. Coming live, here is Isabella Bloom. Isabella, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and joining me. It was great to connect with your partner, Aurora, and now I get to speak with you. And so it's a lovely afternoon here. So you want to tell everybody where you're currently based out of?
Yes, I'm currently based in Chicago.
Fun. Okay, so you and Aurora are both in Chicago, and you have this fun podcast called Podcast Delight. I just love, like, your whole aesthetic. You're very beautiful, and I love the aesthetic, and you put a lot of work into the pinup crawls. I know you do, because, you know, the women before us, I don't know how they did this every day for their husbands, but, like, I can't.
Yeah, you know, I'm realizing that they kind of didn't. So
they didn't.
I'm realizing, like, when I started to really get into more of, like, you know, that era of fashion and hairstyling and stuff and pinup culture generally, like, there's definitely a way to do your hair and make your hair last for several days and, like, do different styles with the same set. Okay. So, like, you can curl your hair and then, like, when you go to sleep, you can kind of put it back up or put a, like, you know, silk over it and stuff like that to kind of keep it. And then the next day you can style it a different way and kind of ride on the same thing for a few days and then kind of wash your hair and switch up. So I learned that I can do that where I like, so like a lot of the times when you see pictures of me and it's like different hairstyles, sometimes that's from like the same set.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so there's a little trick. It's kind of like that with my black girl hair, you know, I'll do a twist out and then throughout the week, you can see the level of humidity here in Florida because it goes from like this intact twist to then like throughout the week, it then grows to like an afro. It just humidity in Florida is the worst, right? Listen, yeah. I'm just like, this is me and my black girl hair. I don't really care anymore.
And it's beautiful.
Thank you. It's going to do what it's going to do, you know? But yes, I actually really love pinup culture. I do very much. The only thing that prevents me from like doing like a full living like pinup life is the hair. Actually, the hair's hard. A lie. The hair and the makeup. I don't like wearing makeup. I just want to put the dresses on and not, you know, not have to, do the makeup. I do. I know. I love it very much. I just always forget
very complimenting.
I always forget the websites that I need to shop on, like the retro type websites.
Oh, I got you.
You got me? You'll send me all the links? Okay, perfect. Because I love pinup culture. Like, I just, like, people don't know this, but a lot of times when I'm in the kitchen cooking, I listen to 50s music.
Oh, I love that. I do that too, actually.
I love the 50s. I love, you know, all of those. Yeah. I guess late 50s, early 60s would be like the Turtles and some of the other bands.
I
love the Turtles, right?
Aren't the Turtles so are great? Yeah.
So good.
Well, I love we have similar interests.
I mean, I have so many interests, I forget about half of them, to be honest.
Me too. Yeah.
I'm all over the place.
I'm also very eclectic, so it's hard to like, I don't know if you experience this, it's just hard to showcase that. So I just try to fit into like, I highlight a couple things, but when people meet me, I think they realize like it's so vast, like who I am and all the things I like. And
totally relate to that. Absolutely. Yeah. People have tried to put me in a box for a very long time.
Yeah.
And they're like, but who are you? And I'm like, bitch, I don't know who I am. Like, I'm a lot of things.
And I try to multitudes.
I try to highlight it, but it is hard. And then especially because, you know, you start out one way and you get this following and then it's like, well, I really love this thing, and you try to introduce that, and it's like you don't know how it's going to be received. So I had to like let go of that, and I was like, I'm a black woman that loves metal. I'm not the only one. I know I'm not like somebody special.
There are a lot.
There's a lot of us out there, but you know when
but
you
it's
go
you,
into
so it's special.
Yeah, but when you go into an industry like this, you know, we all think that, you know, this is what we need to do to attract clients, and not realizing that we just need to do what we enjoy and the right clients will come to us. Exactly. So it's been interesting trying to showcase more of my personality. Like my mom said on her episode that I'm not domestic.
Oh my God.
Like she's not wrong, right? She's not wrong, but I have a huge passion for cooking. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be like the housewife cooking every day. I do love cooking and I love cuisine and all of that good stuff. So it is interesting to see like how eclectic our tastes are. Like I'm even just looking at your living room decor right now and I'm like loving it. I meant to tell you that earlier.
Oh, thank you.
Your living room decor, it definitely speaks to your eclectic side, but in a very tasteful, good thank way. You. Yes, I love it very much.
I love interior design. So I'm always having like during the, that was a big thing at the beginning of the pandemic. I just like dove headfirst into all these like at home interior projects. So decorating and all of that, painted and everything. So
I am right there with you. And I wish I did not, because I ended up completely gutting my condo and then redesigning kitchens. And now it's apparently redesigning kitchens has become my thing because people are asking me to do it. Oh my God. Anyway.
Well, if you're good at it.
Apparently I'm great at design. Okay. So how long have you been dating professionally?
About 3 years. So a little shortly after I moved here. Yeah.
You're still a baby ho too.
I know.
I love it.
Like I've been in and out of the industry since I was 19, but being like a professional girlfriend, like has been relatively new for me. So.
And so when you say in and out of the industry, what were some of the other things that you did?
So I first started out, I was 19 and I was a cam model. So I did that for a little while I was in college to help pay bills.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Cam Models. That's how Chantel got her start.
Yeah, I feel like the more people I talk to who do what we do, like, we all kind of realize.
Your cat is literally scaling the wall. I love it.
He is my baby Gomez. He just turned 2 on the 9th, he's a Gemini. He's a sweet boy. He has a lot of energy, though, so.
Listen, pets have made debuts on the show, okay? It's not unheard of. And I love animals, so it's totally fine with me. So you started out as a cam model, and did you do anything else?
Not at the time. And then later on, I ended up, you know, I took a dive into being a dancer. So I was at a club, and I was a dancer for a little while, right when I first moved here. And then I also did like sugaring and things like that. And I also worked in a dungeon for a little bit and got my feet wet into like fetish dom work, like a little bit. I had a moment where I was thinking it wasn't something that I was versed in. So I was like, I'm curious. I want to maybe see if I like it, get an apprenticeship and like be professionally trained. Cause it's not something I would want to ever offer unless I felt comfortable and I felt like trained well. And
absolutely.
But then it just, you know, I ended up here where I am and I ended up loving doing like dating and things like that and just being like that professional dater. Like once I started that, I was like, oh, this is it. And then I just quit everything else. So.
Okay. So you've literally done almost everything in this industry.
Pretty much.
Oh my God. Like I've done a lot. I just have not been a dancer. I don't have the patience. I don't know how you girls do it. And did it.
It's exhausting.
It sounds exhausting, and dealing with the drunk clientele, I just can't. Because I love going to the clubs. Mm-hmm. And
me too. I like to visit.
It's so much fun, and I, you know, you dance, you party, and you see a show. But I look around at some of the guys, and I'm just like, I don't know how half of them even have a job. Like, oh my God, I just want to.
it's a whole different lifestyle. Like, I'm not, I was never really a big partier, or I don't really drink at all. Like, so working in an environment that is all about
partying, like, yeah, popping bottles, baby.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I cannot match the energy of half the people in this room, just because, like, I thrive in like small intimate encounters and like one-on-one, or, you know, like a few people, like, yeah, I'm not. So I did meet some people who I then cultivated connections with outside of the club, because they realized I was like more geared towards that.
Yeah.
And not so much the party girl, because I'm not really a party girl at all. I have my moments. Like, once in a blue moon, I want to go out and I want to go. Like, I've been on dates where me and another companion went with someone and we like went to a club, and like we've had those moments, right? But I don't do that very often. Like,
oh, I
like to be at home with my cats.
Listen, I was a huge party girl. I don't know why I was a dancer.
Yeah, you probably would have. I mean, if you had that phase, it would have been like the perfect time, because like you're, you know, like the type of like, because you work sometimes like all night partying, and then the next day, like if you like to sleep in and spend the day, like it's like the perfect lifestyle for someone who does that.
I mean, when I say party girl, I wasn't doing drugs, but yeah, I mean, I like to go out and, you know,
just
drink,
like the nightlife.
Yeah, I love the nightlife. Yeah, that's so interesting that you're a dancer and really didn't enjoy the nightlife. That's so funny.
I was just like, oh, let me try this. And I started dancing, and then I, you know, there were aspects of it I really enjoyed, but overall, there was definitely nights where, you know, because some nights you're there 12 hours.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a very long time. Yeah. And then also you have to wear the heels and like being standing and dancing.
The outfits,
and
it's cold in there.
It's freezing and you're like naked basically. And, you know, and there's a lot of, I just didn't, also the aspect of management was like my biggest, like that was my biggest, like, no, I was like, I can't stay in a place where I have someone breathing down my neck or taking money from me, or, you know, like it just felt very, I was like, I'm built for so much more than this. I need to.
I've heard absolute horror stories, and I hear that it's a lot of the environments are very toxic. So if you guys out there are visiting clubs, please remember that these girls are going through a lot behind the scenes. Be kind. Don't be that drunk idiot that feels entitled because you threw a couple dollars on stage. And it's always the ones that like throw out at like $2 or $3 and they're like, I'm entitled to everything.
You owe me everything. Well, so something that I tell people all the time, since I worked in an environment like that, and like, I would tell people this, like, while I worked there, when they came in, like, customers and stuff, and I would tell them, you know, I have to pay to be here. Like, just showing up, I'm already negative money.
Right.
Like, I've already put forth at least $100 to be in this room, and, like, they don't know that. So, like, that's
a lot of people
would, like,
don't
people
know,
to
that.
Know is that a the girls are paying to be there. Yeah. And then also, like, rooms and stuff like that, like they usually have to tip out people, management, so like a lot of the, not a lot of it, but there is a portion of the money that you give them that they don't see because it goes to somebody else, you know, because it's how clubs work, unfortunately. So so just keep that in mind, tip really well, you know, like if she comes to sit with you, even if you're not interested, just slide her some money, like don't waste her time, send her on her way, you know, like, or if you do like her and she's sitting with you, like show appreciation.
I really don't understand the guys that go to strip clubs and don't expect to at least spend, I mean, a minimum of $100. I mean, seriously, you know, they're like, oh, I'm not paying these girls. I'm like, then why are you there? Like, go to a club, like a regular club. Why? Like, there's girls out there dancing on a dance floor. Go watch them dance. Like, that was me, you know, partying, dancing, doing my thing with my girls. Go watch that for free. Why do you have to go to a strip club? If you're not... I had no idea that you guys had to pay before. So, like, if it was, like, a slow night and you don't get tips, you're just negative money that night.
There's, and it, you know, it happens to everybody who works in that environment that, like, there will be nights that maybe there's not any people that walk in at all, like a super slow night, or just maybe there's a night where there's already kind of not that many people and none of them find, like, you know, you're not their person, and then you end up leaving negative. Like, there have been at least a few nights where I left losing money
Oh my God. See,
it's very stressful.
This is why I can't do it.
It's a totally different world. So,
like, if I would buy a strip club and change the culture. That's what I would do.
Oh, yeah. That's like one of my little like fantasy pipe dreams is to have like a kind of like a during the day, it's more of like a coffee shop type place, like maybe like a cannabis bar. I don't know, like something that.
And then at night it becomes wild.
Yeah,
I love that. I love that idea. I don't hate that idea at all. I don't hate it at all.
Everything is like, everything is super vintage and like maybe like, I don't know what aesthetic I would go with, but like it would be cool to have like an all pink, like Barbie type strip club, you know? Okay, like
the vintage thing is your aesthetic though. So I would for sure go that route. And like,
it would be so fun.
During the day, like the coffee waitresses, they can, or the baristas, right?
Yeah. Wear like pinup,
like,
yeah.
Like cute pinup outfits. Like, oh, you should totally do that. Like, I won't steal your idea, but I love this
idea.
It's
okay. I mean, if someone steals it, they can steal it. It's like, it's such a removed, like, far in the future, if I ever get there type of pipe dream. It's not on my priority list.
Oh my
God. But it does sound very cool.
Well, if I start it up, I'll bring you in on it. So
yeah, I mean, that's my thing. Dream. Is like I like to collaborate with people. So like something like that, it would be easier and better for me if I found, you know, like people who wanted to do it together. Because that's like it makes it faster.
It's a huge project for sure.
It is, yeah.
But I love that idea. See, and people think that we just
maybe we could do it.
People think all we care about are like just designer stuff, and I'm like, no, we care about.
I want to get into all sorts of things. I have so many different little side projects that I do.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so
as you do, you told me
so many side projects. I think this year, like all of them are going to eventually be out there. So I've just been working really hard the past couple months. So I'm excited because things are finally like. That my vision is becoming an actual reality, and some of the things that, you know, here at my studio is finally getting done for my content studio that I have. So yeah. All right. So your adventure today, we talked about this a little bit beforehand, and so I'm really excited to hear this adventure. Who planned this date?
The person I met did. So my date did. I did not.
That your date planned it. Okay. So was this the first time you guys met?
Yes, it was.
All right. So I would love for you to tell people how this client found you.
Yeah. So this is the first time that this has ever happened where, he was listening to somebody else's podcast, not mine. So he was listening to, the Sexy Escort Guide, TSEG, that's hosted by Vivian.
My former show, everybody.
Leon, yeah.
Yes, my former show.
So I was asked to be on it with Aurora, and her and I were on an episode about threesomes. So that was the topic.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, and my client, he also told me that he sporadically listens to it. So he doesn't like religiously listen to every episode. So it was kind of fortuitous for him that he even decided to turn on that very specific episode and give it a listen.
Yeah.
And he immediately, like what he told me was he was just like taken aback by like how I talk and like my personality. And like, he just really wanted to know more. So then he started to do a deep dive and like look me up. And then he got to see me, you know, through pictures and stuff. And then decided to reach out and plan a date. So,
oh, do you think he's going to listen to this episode?
I mean, if he doesn't, I'm going to send it to him to listen to.
Now, you did tell me that I have met this client before.
Yes, you have. Yeah.
Well, hello, sir, if you're listening. Yeah. Hello.
And I'll actually, because of him, I'll get to be in Tampa next month. So I would love to actually meet you in person.
Oh, you know,
if we have the time and our schedules align.
Yeah, let's let me know what dates and if I should be back from Europe by then.
Yeah.
So yeah, let me know the dates and we can meet up in person for lunch or something. Yay. I love lunching with the girls. So absolutely.
Me too.
That would be fantastic. So that was your first date. Oh, so you're already planning another date with him.
Yeah. So since our first date, I've already seen him for a second date. So.
Oh, okay. So this is.
I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Yeah, don't get ahead of yourself. We'll get to those details. Yeah. Don't worry. If anybody's been listening to me long enough, I get the details that I want. Okay, I get all the juicy details. Within reason, of course. Within reason.
Of course.
All right. So let us know. How did this first date go? So he heard you on the show, he contacted you, and take it from there.
Yeah, so he contacted me. So I have an assistant who handles all of my, email correspondence and whatnot and helps me, get everyone set up for dates. And
yeah.
So he reached out to her and set everything up. And then he planned, he saw me for overnight. So I spent the night with him.
And your first date? That's lovely.
I know. I like that. Yeah, I really like if I can already, because I look over everything before I see someone. And if I have a really good, impression of them or vibe or, I feel good about them, I'm like, I definitely would love to spend, our first date being a longer date, because I can already tell we're going to hit it off with that. So this is to say your introduction does matter. Give a lot of info.
It does.
Showcase who you are. Yeah. Absolutely. Let us know what you like. And because if we feel like we're going to get along with you, we're going to be really excited to spend, that dinner date, that overnight, a couple days, like whatever. So,
yeah.
But so we planned an overnight and he had me meet him at the Waldorf here in Chicago. So he was actually traveling. I know. I love the Waldorf. He was traveling through. And so the night he was here, he decided to spend it with me. So I was very honored.
Yeah.
Which is very sweet. And sorry, my cat is meowing.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't know if you can hear it, but.
I can hear it, but it's fine.
He's talking to my other cat. They're having a conversation right now.
Oh, you have two.
I do, yeah.
I didn't see the other one. I only saw Gizmo.
Yeah. She's older, so she kind of keeps to herself, but hold on one second. Gomez,
that's his name. Oh, I said Gizmo. His name.
Yeah. It's okay. I also call him that. He's like, they have little tiffs sometimes. He's young, so he's
What is the movie with the...
The Addams Family or Gremlins?
Gremlins. That's probably where I got Gizmo from.
Named him that, so you're not far off.
Okay, so Gizmo.
Yeah.
Gomez. Yeah, like same thing.
He has many names. I have friends who call him Gizmo because they think it's funny. I also call him Mr. Man, Stinky Boy. He has a lot of names. So
yeah, it's okay. Like my reptile, my reptiles have like nicknames for their names. So that's totally fine. Okay. So back to your date.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. So I met him at the bar and we had a couple drinks and he's such a conversationalist. Like we could talk for hours. I love talking with him. So we already hit it off immediately. And then we had dinner reservations at Rosebud, which is an Italian restaurant here in Chicago. And then we went there. Yeah, I love Italian food. So,
is it like an authentic Italian or like Olive Garden Italian?
No, it's more authentic. It actually, so it's a chain. I don't know if there's Rosebud anywhere else outside of Chicago, but there's a few locations in Chicago, and they also own another Italian restaurant called Carmine's. And I don't know if it still is, but Rosebud used to be like a mob hangout back in the day. So it's definitely like more authentic.
It's authentic.
Yeah. I think now it's kind of become a little bit more of a chain, but stems from very authentic Italian.
Yeah. So the recipes are, probably authentic. Somebody's grandmother was back there originally.
Yes.
Making the recipe. So yeah, authentic Italian. I'm not going to question that. Don't come for me, people.
So we were there and the food is always great there. So we spent, I don't even know, time just flew by. Like we didn't really have much time to do anything else that night. Cause just from the talking at the bar and then having dinner and talking over dinner, time just really flew by.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so nice to chat and connect with someone in that way. That's my bread and butter. I love creating those types of connections with people. So
yeah, those are those make the experience all that much better when you have a really good connection.
Yeah.
People forget that. Even in a professional setting where, you know, there's a transaction, people really think that we're just like robotic, and it's like, yeah, no, that's not how that works at
all. Yeah, there's only so much you can do, like I can do with what someone gives me, right? Like if they show up and they don't, like you have to still put in something to get out something, you know?
Listen, this is what I'm letting everybody know right here about me. I don't speak for anybody else. So when I say this, this is purely about Chantal Etoile. I match energies. So if you're going to come in and give me some terrible energy, you're not going to get the best version of me. Cause like, I'm not doing the most if you're doing the absolute least. No, it's just not going to work. So
it's I try my best to try to pick somebody up if they're kind of, you know, I can tell they're having a bad day or they're not, you know, giving me, but like, there's only so much we can do as people, right? To like make the atmosphere the way we would normally make if they show up as the best versions of themselves, you know?
Exactly. So, like, I mean, it's like any first date, right? Even in the vanilla world, you both show up to a date as the best version of yourself, except in this industry, we just, you know, no matter how many times we see you or how long we see you, we continue to be the best versions of ourselves, you know?
Yeah. And we always show up like that first date.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, did you guys do anything outside of like dinner?
No, we went to the bar, we had dinner, and then we went back to the hotel. And because by then, like, we had talked, like, I think we closed down the restaurant because that's how long
that's
we were there.
So just romantic.
Like talking. Yeah. Like, we were like
chatting, getting to know each other. Oh, that's so cute.
It was so great. And then, you know, we shared some dessert and it was wonderful. Yeah.
That is so romantic. I love that so much. Okay. So, you said that you then had a second date with him. Do you want to share about that?
Yeah. So he actually, you know, it's so funny. He, during our first date, I think it was right before we went to bed or the next morning, or he might have said it more than once, but he basically said, he was like, you know, I'm going to say this. He's like, I think this is one of the best first dates I've ever had. Aww. And I was like, oh my God.
Blushing. I mean, she's literally blushing right now, guys. She's literally blushing.
Not to give him away or anything. I'm sorry if I'm exposing too much, but, you know.
Well, nobody knows who you're talking about. I mean, I know who you're talking about, but, you
very
know.
Very true, but that's true.
But it's okay. The secret is safe here, okay?
The secret is very safe here.
Yeah.
But, you know, he said that, and I was like, oh, okay. You know, because, like, I didn't. When people say that, I never know how are you for real? Or, you know, because sometimes we're in the high of the moment and I find myself, you know, like, you know, post big moment glow, you know, I'm just like, you know, enamored. So I understand that we all get that way, but absolutely. I think he really meant it. And so a couple days after, I think it was maybe, I don't know, it was like maybe 2 days after, and I get a text from him and he's like, hi. And I'm like, oh, hello. And he's like, so he basically just like unloaded. He's like, so what are you doing this day? Would you like to come to Nashville and meet my other friend? And I was like, yes, of course. Like, that sounds wonderful. So he flew me to Nashville for the night.
And this was a professional dater friend of his. Not a male friend.
No. Like another professional dater. Yes.
Yes.
And he... So I met her. She's wonderful. We got some time alone to like get to know each other too, which I thought was very sweet of him because it was my first time meeting her.
Yeah,
which was very nice and considerate. And we just had a wonderful night. Like, we went to dinner at this wonderful restaurant called Etch. Like, the food was amazing. So if you're in Nashville or go to Nashville, go to Etch, ETCH. It's very good.
Okay.
And again, we just like, you know, went, same thing, we went to the bar, had drinks, had dinner, and then, you know, but it was wonderful. It was so nice to like go somewhere new and see him again just a couple of days. I think it was like not even a week after that I was seeing him.
Oh, wow.
Again.
That's nice. Yeah, okay. So, I do want to highlight one thing that you said, that he left you two alone to get to know each other and not like in a sexual way, guys. Like, relax. Okay.
No, I mean, we did that. We did that later. But
yeah, but like, I think that people forget, because a lot of people think that you just like, oh, you know, she's a professional dater, you know, it'll be fine, you know, if I book both of them together. And it's like, yeah, but if we've never met each other, it's still the same exact feeling of like meeting a new client. Like, we don't know each other. We don't know what our energies are like. So I think that was, you know, really sweet and kind and gentlemanlike of him to give you two some time alone to, you know, just, you know, feel each other out, know who each other are. And, you know, now I'm sure you made a new friend in the industry.
Yeah. No, yeah, we're definitely friends. Like, I really like, she's very sweet. And like, I was very fortunate, like, I was very thankful for meeting her, because now I just feel like I have another person, you know, who I can
That's good. Talk I mean, there's,
and chat. And
there's never too many friends in this industry. It's a, no, it's not a very unique industry, which is, it's weird that it's unique because there's like millions of us out there. But it does at times can feel like very lonely. So, so it is nice to, you know, meet somebody new and get along well with them. And, you know, now you have a new friend in a different city, right? You said she's in a different city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think that is like just so cool. So any plans to see him again after the second date?
Yeah. So actually, she was talking about how she's never been to Disney. So I'm actually going to get to see her and him again, and he's going to send her and I to Disney together and, like, you know,
have us.
Yeah. So we're doing that next month and I'm very excited about it.
Is he going to Disney with you guys?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, if he would love to come, it would be very fun. I think the way I understood it is it sounds like he's just sending us to go to Disney.
That listen, that's really cool. That's
which
really
is very nice of him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very generous and sweet. And like, you know, for her, it's like, because I'm from Florida originally. So I've been to Disney. I mean, I love Disney. I will never say no to a Disney trip, but I've been to Disney a lot. Right. I grew up there. So
listen, but I like to go to Epcot and get all the desserts around the world. Okay.
Me too.
It's my favorite all the thing little, to do.
Yes. Do you ever go for the they have two different events they have in the fall. They have the, you know, around the world, all the food cuisine stuff.
I haven't been. And the drinks and then the food and wine festival.
Yeah.
I haven't been to either.
And then they have the garden festival in the spring. Yeah. You should go to one or both because they're both.
I went this year when I went, it was, I think, right before the garden festival. Mm-hmm. And I think they were, or was it right after the garden festival? It was right. I think it was right after the garden festival. Okay. I went. So yeah. I apparently don't go during the good times. So I need to.
I mean, it's good to go any time of the year. But
I want to go to the Food and Wine Festival for sure. Because, I mean, I love food and I love wine. So there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that will be so fun. Well, I mean, I love that he's, you know, she mentioned that. And then he's like, yeah, why don't both of you come to Florida and go to Disney? That's so sweet.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, that really shows that he pays attention and like is very and like wants to be, I don't know, it's like making somebody's dream come to life, because for her this is gonna be her first time. And I'm also excited that I'm kind of like a seasoned Disney veteran, so I get to like show her the ropes.
Like,
I could be like, oh, I know all the secret places to go, like, because I love all of it, so it'll be very
like
fun.
Her Disney tour guide.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be like staying in the Disney properties?
I'm not sure exactly where we're staying yet. I think he mentioned Waldorf, which is the Disney ones.
Disney
it's on the
front. Yeah. It's very nice.
So I think it is. Yeah. And I'm very excited. I haven't been there in, I don't know, forever. So it'll be nice to go back. And
yeah, it's really nice. Yeah. And the restaurants in there are great. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. You guys will, like, if you're out of town and you're going to visit Disney, you have to stay like in the Disney Spring area, because you got to experience like the Disney nightlife. Like, it's a whole other thing. So I'm glad that she has a seasoned Disney veteran to take her and show her the real Disney ropes. I love it.
No, it'll be great. I'm very excited. And it's very sweet of him. So. And then I think we're obviously going to spend time with him too in Orlando, and then we're all going to Tampa. So that's something we're going to do too. And then I'm going to meet some other girls that I'm very excited to meet. So
this is like a multi-day adventure. I love it.
Yeah. And then I think we're all going to a baseball game in Tampa. So.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Group baseball events are fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds, I mean, that sounds like a blast. I love this for you. Fun. I love this for all of you.
Yeah, it'll be very fun. Yes, I'm very thankful. That was my most recent like adventure dating that I've been on, because it's really just evolved. I feel like it's going to just be a long-term adventure. Like, it's really evolved into all these fun little things. So.
Oh, I hope that is for you. That would be so exciting. And I can't wait to hear about your Disney trip. And yeah, you'll have to let me know when you're in Tampa so we can meet up in person for lunch or tea or whatever. Coffee. I'm not a coffee person.
That's fair. It's not for everybody.
I love tea. Me and coffee, we just don't get along very well.
Do you have a favorite type of tea?
Right now I'm like really like on this huge matcha kick.
Okay. Matcha is very good.
Like, I am in the kitchen every morning, like making, I get like the ceremonial grade matcha. Oh.
You know,
the expensive one, and I'm in there with my bamboo whisk, and I bought like the whole set, and I'm in there, you know, with my peace and quiet, or either like my meditation music while I'm whisking up my matcha, and then I go out on my patio and I watch the ducks frolic in the pond while I'm having my matcha.
That sounds so beautiful.
It's like a whole morning routine. Yeah. It's like a whole thing. And then when I'm done recovering, I can get back into yoga so that, you know, then I'll be able to do yoga after my matcha. And I don't know if I should do yoga after matcha, but that's my latest kick.
Or before, one of the two.
I love chai tea as well. Chai without all the sugary syrups that like Starbucks put into chai.
Yeah. So
I like original.
Your chai is not the same. Yeah.
It is not. But I do like traditional chai. And usually I'll do like green tea if I want some tea but don't want the caffeine. I'll do like green. I have like a variety of, I'm a little bit of a tea snob. I love teas. So we'll have to, I wish we had like cooler like tea houses around here and can do afternoon tea, because maybe I can find a place. I know there's sometimes there are places that put on like events that do like, you know, afternoon tea type things, and maybe I can figure that out when you get
that would
here
be very
and
fun.
Then we can have us a little tea and biscuits dates. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. I love tea, so.
Oh, good. So that's perfect. Yeah, we love tea together. Yeah. Yay. Okay. All right. So my last question for you, what's the first thing you did to treat yourself with your home money, like outside of paying bills and stuff like that?
Yeah. So I moved to Chicago 4 years ago. I just celebrated my 4 years of being here in April. And yay. I was, you know, shortly after moving here, I was working a 9-to-5, and while I was doing that was when I started dancing.
Okay.
And for me, the first thing I did that was like really a big, like, treat myself moment was I was able to quit my job.
Yes.
And, you know, like, I quit my 9-to-5. I was like, bye. This is not serving me. I'm taking that dive. I'm taking the risk. I'm going to go full time into what I do here. Like,
I love this. I think you're like the third person I've asked this question. It's a new question that a friend of mine, Milo Sky, was like, you should ask this question. So I added it, and I'm loving these answers, because people think that we get into this industry, like, I mean, obviously, like, to pay bills and survive. And then they think like, oh, okay, once they pay the bills and they're just like getting designer stuff. And I love that I'm getting like the most normal answers that have nothing to do with materialistic stuff. I love it so much. One day, maybe I'll share what my big thing was I did with my money.
You should.
One day. I don't know. One day. Yeah. I keep like teasing this because everybody keeps asking, when are you going to share your story? And I'm like, I'm not ready yet. Maybe
that's
like
okay.
Maybe like episode 50 or like 100. Like
a celebratory. Yeah, like a big milestone.
Like a big milestone. I think then I might share my story. And then I'll probably get there and be like, no. Who knows? I don't know. But yeah. I love that you were able to quit your job.
Yeah.
Because that's what a lot of us just, we get into this industry and just realize like life is so much better than the 9-to-5 life. Not saying that, you know, everybody should go quit their 9-to-5, because this life isn't for everybody the same way.
No.
The 9-to-5 life isn't for everybody. And, mm-hmm. you know, this industry attracts the majority of us because it's lucrative, or I should say it can be lucrative.
Yeah, I was going to say it can be.
It can be lucrative. Yes, it can be lucrative, and it can allow you to have more free time and, you know, just a lot of stuff to just survive out here, whether it's mentally or physically. You know, like there's a lot of people don't realize a lot of like girl, like dancers and stuff are working their way through like nursing school. And I'm like, yep. Let me tell you how hard the nursing industry is. That is some physical labor that I do not wish I had, you know?
My mom is a nurse. So,
yeah.
And yeah, she's been in nursing and like a nurse practitioner and all of that. And now she teaches, but for 30 years. So that's like her whole life, you know.
It is a, like half of my family they're in the nursing industry, and it's backbreaking work, man. And people do not realize that it is hard work.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, I'd much rather do a job that is stigmatized because
it's so hard.
Like, I can't.
I actually know a friend who literally did what you said. She was dancing, but she's a nursing scroll, and she's, you know, towards the end of it, but she was literally working to pay to go through nursing school. So.
Yeah. So and God bless all the nurses out there and all the ones aspiring to be, I mean, we need nurses. So there's that, but I couldn't do it.
I saw it firsthand with my mom. So she's one of the most amazing women I know. So
your mama.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows my feelings about my mom. I talk about her constantly.
I love that. I do too. I'm always talking about my mom.
I'm like Norman Bates over here, okay? Like don't mess with my mama. I will murder somebody. No, I'm not kidding. Anyway, so where can the listeners find out more about you?
So I'm on social media. My handle is Date Isabella. So at Date, D-A-T-E, and then my name Isabella with two L's. And I also co-host a podcast with Aurora Noor called Afternoon Delight at Podcast Delight. So you can find us on social media at the same, the handle Podcast Delight.
So Twitter, Instagram, all of the good stuff at Podcast Delight and at Date Isabella.
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. So make sure you guys check her out. Check out her podcast. And I'm so happy that you got to, we got to connect. And I hope I get to meet you when you, in person when you come to Tampa.
I would love to.
Yes, that would be so much fun. Well, thank you so much for this wonderful adventure. And hello, Mr. X.
Mr. X.
Yeah, Mr. X. I feel like every letter is used, and X is not one of them that's often used. Yeah, so I'm gonna use X so that nobody knows who he is, because then they won't be able to guess an initial, right? So Mr. X, hello out there to Mr. X. I'm so happy to see that you guys are having a wonderful connection and already have plans in the future. That's so exciting. And it's just another aspect of our very interesting and wonderful world of professional leaders.
It is, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And you meet so many wonderful and interesting people that I meet so many people that I would never meet otherwise. And I'm just like, I feel like I'm so blessed for that, because I'm just like, it really like widens my world. And I just love experiences are so important to me. So that's just something that I really love about what I do. So
I tell people that all the time. Well, thank you so much again, Isabella, for joining me on the show. It has been another adventure with Ho Ventures. As always, keep it sexy. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Please leave a 5-star rating on iTunes or any of your listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the show on Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at Ho Ventures and on Instagram at Ho Ventures Podcasts. As always, keep it sexy.